Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Classic Rock Podcast. My name is Nick McMillian, and with me today, my co-host, Chris Lovingood. How are you doing today?
I'm doing mighty fine, Nick. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Today on the Classic Rock Podcast, following up our previous episode, or podcast, I guess, following the John Mellencamp podcast, I'm going to talk today something about an artist that is not really in the classic rock genre yet, but I feel that he's going to be someday. And why I say this is because he's really evolved his music into a style. I mean, at first, maybe I should mention the artist first. The artist today that we're going to be talking about is Uncle Cracker. Now, at first, I really didn't like Uncle Cracker. I've never really been a big fan of his music at all until this summer when I heard the song Good to Be Me. Have you heard that song yet?
I have not heard that song.
Do you listen to Uncle Cracker at all?
I honestly have no idea who Uncle Cracker is.
Really? Really? Well, Uncle Cracker, I guess just like some background information on him. He was a local DJ in Detroit, and him and his older brother would get into like these turntable competitions and stuff. So he was pretty much like a rapper starting out. Mm-hmm. Well, Kid Rock would also go to these clubs and stuff, and they actually like became friends. And Kid Rock hired Uncle Cracker to be his DJ in his band, the Twisted Brown Trucker Band. Now, starting out, like, I really have never liked Kid Rock's early stuff, like his rap, like his hardcore, but ever since he's made the transition to, you know, the country feel, the more rock feel, I mean, I personally do like his music now, and I think that the song that he had All Summer Long, I mean, that combined Lynyrd Skynyrd's Sweet Home Alabama and Warren Zevon's Werewolves of London, I think that really helped him out and really set him aside. I mean,
well, dipping into different genres of music is actually pretty good. I was talking about that on my show. When you dip in a different genre of music, it's showing people that you have a diverse mind. Like, I know everyone knows that, you know, Usher is known for R&B, and then 50 Cent is known for rap, and then Kenny Chesney known for country. What if they switched genres? Or even mixed it. Let's say Kenny Chesney started rapping in his country music.
Yeah.
Or let's say that Usher started doing R&B with a rock feel to it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very important.
I think that's why, like, I've began to like these guys so much, because my favorite genre of music is classic rock. Like, my favorite band is Lynyrd Skynyrd. My favorite singer, I'm a big Tom Petty kind of guy. Just any type of classic rock, I mean, that's just how I am. Older country, I can listen to the Hank Williams, you know, Conway Twitty even. I can listen to that, all Family Guy references aside.
Yeah. Whoa.
But yeah, so I think why I've began to like Uncle Cracker and like Kid Rock so much is because they've taken, you know, their basis in rap music, and they've combined that rap music, taken it to rock, and then taken it to country now. And Uncle Cracker honestly gets a lot of airtime on country music stations. And I don't know if that's a good thing. Because if you think about it, there's really no radio stations out there for like classic rock artists, like their new stuff. I mean, granted, no one really wants to hear their new stuff because, you know,
Well, because they're stuck with the old stuff. Like, a lot of people can't handle change. Again, I would love to see if, you know, Kenny Chesney started rapping in his country music, but his loyal audience may fall, and then he may get a different audience. But the thing is, people need to start getting used to change because, yeah, when you start doing the same thing over and over, like, yeah it's fun, you love it, but you want to dip into something different.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. And I almost feel that, like, a radio station needs to come out there and focus, like, on older classic rock, older classic performers coming out with their new material. Because, I mean, even though it's different and it's not going to be those hits that you're expecting, and a lot of people just assume, like, they'll hear a song from an older an older rocker or performer, and they'll be like, "Oh, this is crap. You know, what are they doing? I'm not going to listen to this." You know, so I think somewhere out there needs to come up with a radio station that focuses, or a show, or a segment, or something that focuses on, you know, combining newer music from older, you know, and the comparisons of how it's changed. And
well, it could be, I mean, I completely agree, because they're trying to appeal to a bigger audience now, because a lot of the younger people don't know about their older stuff. Like, a lot of kids nowadays, the only way they're going to get exposed to some of Jimi Hendrix's music is that they play Rock Band or Guitar Hero.
Yeah, which is wrong.
Well, I mean, which is it's wrong.
It's
but
good
it's,
that they're getting exposed.
Exactly,
to
it's good that they're getting exposed to it, but it's wrong. Like some kid, I work at a game store, and some kid was playing, what is it? He was playing "Beat It" by Michael Jackson on Guitar Hero 5, and his mom was singing the song. And he goes, "Mom, who's singing the song?" She goes, "Oh, it's Michael Jackson." Who's that? And I was like, whoa.
Well, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
I mean, after he died, that just exploded. Like, his whole legacy, his whole, he became like a god. I mean, if he wasn't already. I mean, it was just like he was immortal. I mean, obviously he wasn't, but, I mean, but going back to the whole, like, Uncle Cracker debate, I really hadn't listened to any of his music. I mean, he's got hit songs, like he had the hit song "Follow Me," and then he's got "Smile Out," and his recent one, "Good to Be Me," and I actually hadn't heard that song until this summer. And when I'd heard that song, I was like, wow, this is a really good song, because it has the feel like "All Summer Long" by Kid Rock, and a lot of people really like that song. I like the beat to that song. I like the feel. And I mean, I guess a common criticism for, like, people against, like, Kid Rock is that he's not original. He doesn't do his own music, which I don't understand. I mean, I get it to some point, because, I mean, he's taking, like, the melodies or the beats of those songs and just, you know, making different words to it. But Uncle Cracker is completely, like, going out there, creating his, like, own original feel to it. And, like, the album that this "Good to Be Me" song is off of is called "Happy Hour," and I actually went out and bought it. And I actually went to see him in concert. He opened up for Jason Aldean, who's a country singer. But later this month, actually, or December, I guess, he's actually going to be in Springfield, and I'm actually going to the concert. I'm going to see him again, because I feel that he did just such a good job performing. And I mean, I really like him. So I guess what I'm trying to say is my little pitch here. People really need to go out and experience, you know, different types of music.
Oh, definitely,
That they're, you know, not used to. And one of those people would be Uncle Cracker.
I completely agree, dude. People need to stop being so one-minded towards music and get out there and expose yourself to different music.
Yeah. So, I mean, one day I feel that Uncle Cracker, I mean, maybe not classic rock, but he'll definitely be somebody, you know, one day. I mean, if he's, you know, not already, I mean, something. So, but yeah, I think that pretty much wraps up our discussion on Uncle Cracker on the Classic Rock Podcast. I'm Nick McMillian once again, and with me as always,
Chris Lovingood.
Or I guess not always, first time here, but you know. So, all right. Well, thanks for listening.